Progress Test, Unit 9. 1.
If the internet hadn't changed everything, most people would never have discovered independent travel. We would still book our holidays at a travel agent's, going on big group tours and not learning about the local people and culture. Now, of course, we can just book everything cheaply online, going where we want, when we want. It's great to be independent, and new websites make it easier for you to spend more time with the local people and get to know them too. You can pay to stay in someone's house, living with their family. And when you need to go somewhere, you can use your smartphone to ask for a ride. Someone from the local area will come and drive you to your destination in their own private car.
2.
How was the school trip?
Great. I wouldn't have gone to the Riverside Museum if the school hadn't taken us, but it was really interesting.
Who went?
My class and Class 10B.
Right. People say the Riverside is the best museum in Glasgow.
Well, it's certainly very popular. It was full of tour guides showing groups around, and it would probably have been even more crowded if we'd gone at the weekend.
What did you see?
Well, there are lots of interesting old trains, buses and cars, but the best thing was the museum building itself. It's an amazing place, designed by a famous architect called Zaha Hadid.
3.
From kayaking on Lake Windermere to art lessons and learning how to climb, the Lakelands Activity Centre has it all. There are activities for all ages at the centre, so you'll certainly find something to do, enjoying amazing views and great company at the same time. We're right next to Lake Windermere, quite possibly the prettiest place in Britain. Both school groups and families can stay at the centre campsite, sleeping under the stars. Or you can enjoy the comfortable rooms at the Lakeview Hotel, recently built nearby. We're open every year from April to October, so come along. There's something for everyone at the Lakelands Activity Centre.
4. Right. Well, our bus is getting close to Nawara Eliya, one of the highest and coolest places in Sri Lanka. This makes it a great place to grow Sri Lankan Ceylon tea. But the town wouldn't have become famous for tea if one man hadn't brought tea plants here from China in 1847. His name was James Taylor, and we'll hear more about him later. Now, before we arrive in Nawara Eliya, we're going to stop at a tea factory and farm. There we'll take a short tour, learning how tea is produced. Then we'll have a nice cup of the world's best tea.
5.
Can I help you, madam?
Yes. The people in the next room are very noisy. I can't sleep.
Well, it's only 10:30. Perhaps they'll be quiet later.
They weren't quiet last night, though. Can't you change my room? The shower doesn't work either.
If you'd asked earlier, we could have changed your room. But all the rooms with views are full now. Would you like a room without an ocean view?
No. If I'd wanted a cheaper room, I would have booked one.
Right. Well, I'll phone the next room, asking them to be quieter. And someone will fix that shower too.